lost for words.
Obviously in backstroke it's very hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah.
So talk us through the race from what you can see and feel. And
sort of my idea of a perfect race is to really relax on the way out, and I sort of have the training that I know that I can sort of bring a second 50 quite strong home, and that's what I was really trying to do, was really trying to work the second 50 and see where that could get me pretty much.
And so what did you think when you saw the swabble?
Oh, all I could think of was I just wanted to hug Emily, and just like, it's so amazing to be 1-2. Like, I'm so stoked. She was the one sitting next to me, Martin, telling me to relax and telling me to, you know, just have fun, do what you do. She's done it for 7 years, so I was like, all right, I'll take this great advice from this amazing role model. And I went out there and I had fun, and I'm so stoked to be number 2 on the podium tonight.
Was there any discussion about you two ever going 1-2 in the
end? I guess like it was sort of like, you know, we came into this meet sort of ranked 1 and 2, but when we've seen how fast everyone's going, especially the semi-final, 10 girls sub 60, that's just amazing. So I think the both of us knew if we had a spot in the final, anything could sort of happen, but no, I probably wasn't thinking 1-2 the whole time. Even just coming into this meet, my goal was to sort of get top 16, and if I could get there, top 8, and that was it. So I was focusing on improving my time from trials, which was 58.9, and yeah, that's all I really wanted to do, so I'm so overly stoked.
What do you think has come together so well for you this year, Maddie?
Probably the biggest thing is I've just become probably a lot more mentally tough, so huge like mental gains. A little bit of strength work has helped me a fair bit, and yeah, just like mentally being able to back up from session to session, from week to week, from month to month, and then put in a good preparation for this meet.
So